This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. In Washington this week, leaders from almost 50 African countries have been attending meetings to discuss trade, democracy, and the development of African economies. Many labor unionists have been attending side events organized by the AFL-CIO, the largest union federation in the United States. Kwasi Adu Amankwa is the general secretary of ITUC Africa. The ITUC is the International Trade Union Confederation, the organization which represents national labor centers at the world level. Mr. Adu Amankwa.
Our colleagues of the AFL-CIO organized meetings on the site so that as civil society, we could make our voices heard. And we've been particularly engaged with trying to make our voice heard on the question of decent work. Decent work, basically, is an agenda, as you know, which has developed over the last two decades. And first of all, it refers to the need for employment. But we also know that in order for employment to be beneficial to people, there must be certain ingredients. So one, we need employment, and then we are saying that when people are employed, they have to have rights. So employment is one pillar of decent work, and then the existence of workers' rights also is another pillar. And then there is the concern for social protection. When workers work, they must have protection. They must work under healthy and safe conditions. When people are unemployed, they must have insurance. People must have access to health. All these are elements of social protection, which are also part of a decent work agenda. And then there is a question of social dialogue, which means that when people are at work, they must have rights to speak out. So they must be able to organize and to be able to bargain collectively.